This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A neighbor finds Violet Mitchell, 7, sitting on a front porch crying. She tells the neighbor she's hungry, so the neighbor cooks her a meal. She refuses to talk about what's happening at home and asks to be taken back. 2 days later, she's pronounced dead in an Oklahoma hospital, weighing just 29 pounds, covered in bruises. Doctors find a plastic baby bottle lodged in her small intestine.
Nancy, the only thing Violet told her neighbor about her parents is that they loved her. Violet was admitted to the hospital wrapped in a blanket and wearing a diaper sized for a 3-year-old. Violet's cousin, another 7-year-old girl, tells police that Violet was frequently left tied up in a crib once for nearly a month straight. She says Violet was fed little else but bread, and she had watched as Violet's mother glued her mouth shut. Violet's aunt and uncle were arrested at the hospital after doctors overheard phone conversations leading them to believe they knew about the abuse.
Parents Lisa Mitchell and Anthony Yoko now charged with child neglect and aggravated child abuse. Ronald Footit's wife not happy when he comes home 3 sheets to the wind, and he immediately pours himself another glass of rum. The couple argue over his drinking, and Mrs. Footit dumps out the rum, enraging her husband. He then pops open a beer and picks up his car keys to leave. When she tries to take the keys, he shoves her onto the bed. Cops are called, and Footit claims his Bible thumper wife, his words not mine, attacked him. But 6 feet tall, 300-pound Footit is the one put in cuffs for domestic battery. Go sleep it off, Footit. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A U.S. Army soldier in Hawaii is facing military charges in connection with the suspected killing of his pregnant wife. Private First Class Dwayne Arthur Johnson II has been in custody since August. His wife, 19-year-old Misha Johnson, was last seen July 31st at their home on Schofield Barracks, an Army base on Oahu. She was 6 months pregnant at the time and is now presumed dead. The Army says Johnson is charged with killing his wife and unborn child, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. He also faces charges related to possessing, producing, and distributing child sexual abuse images. Originally from Frederick, Maryland, Johnson enlisted in 2022 and was stationed with the 25th Infantry Division in 2023. His case will now move through the military court system with a judge setting dates for arraignment and trial. Charging documents will be released after his arraignment. In Arizona, a legal battle over prison health care has reached a critical juncture. Attorneys representing thousands of inmates are urging federal intervention, citing persistent deficiencies in medical and mental health services. Our Sydney Sumner delves into the latest developments in this ongoing case.
Lawyers for approximately 25,000 inmates in Arizona's state-run prisons have petitioned a federal judge to appoint a receiver to oversee prison health care operations. They argue that the Arizona Department of Corrections Rehabilitation and Reentry lacks the leadership to implement court-mandated reforms stemming from a 2012 lawsuit addressing substandard medical and mental health care. Despite a 2014 settlement, the state has faced multiple contempt fines for non-compliance, totaling over $2.5 million. In 2022, U.S. District Judge Roslyn Silver ruled that Arizona violated inmates' constitutional rights by providing inadequate care, leading to preventable deaths. She issued an injunction requiring the state to rectify these violations. A recent report from a court-appointed expert indicates that prison health care remains poor, with little improvement, continuing to place inmates at significant risk of serious harm, including death. The Arizona Department of Corrections and Governor Katie Hobbs' office have not responded to requests for comment. Notably, this lawsuit does not encompass the nearly 10,000 individuals incarcerated in private prisons under state convictions.
As this legal battle unfolds, the call for federal oversight underscores the critical concerns surrounding inmate health care in Arizona.
Thanks, John. Sherry Jackson, 56, has a normal day at work, says goodbye to coworkers 5 p.m., and leaves the Southeast Houston, Texas office. She doesn't come home that night. doesn't answer texts or calls from family. When Sherry doesn't show up to work the next day, family reports her missing. She took her belongings with her when she left work, and her car is gone from the office. Her car has never been recovered. Sherry Jackson, African American, 5'8", 135 pounds, relaxed, shoulder-length black hair, brown eyes, pierced ears, tattoo of a rose on the shoulder, a burn scar on her right arm. If you have info on Sherry Jackson, please contact Houston PD, 832-394-1840, or Texas EquiSearch, 281-309-9500. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com, and please join us for our daily podcast. It's called Crime Stories, and we do our very best to find missing people, especially children, and solved unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.